We're going to finish this section here.
我们会结束,
talking about obedience.
这个关乎顺服的这一堂课.
I really apologize that I have to leave after the service, but it is wisdom. This will be our 13th sermon in about 24 hours or something, 30 hours. We have a flight in the morning. Brother Larry has to fly back to China, and I have to fly back to the strange land of Virginia.
And, 非常道歉，我必须要早一点离开，因为这是第13堂课了，所以这实在是智慧，我必须明天大清早我就飞回Virginia那个怪地方，我会飞回中国。
And I believe Brother Larry's losing his voice.
I'm losing my wisdom too.
We have talked about God's integrity. That He is authentically God. He's the one true God. And everything that He has revealed is true. But let me say this over and over again. Whether you believe that or not, it matters.
没问,都不影响事实。
But if you believe it personally,
但如果你个人相信的话,
and yet you continue to neglect the Word of God,
但尽管你相信你继续仍然忽略神的话语,
then God's authenticity is not that big a matter to you.
那神的真实对你来说就无关紧要。
You see, we have to realize that we live in a world of lies.
你知道我们活在一个充满谎言的世界。
A world of miscalculations.
一个充满误会，充满虚假的世界。
Misinterpretations.
充满了错误解释的事情。
Even when we are sincere and desire to be genuine, we can still be wrong.
就算我们很真诚，我们也愿意做一个正直的人，我们还可能犯错误。
To be wrong in small things can be very dangerous.
在小事上犯错误可能很危险。
But to be wrong in great things,
但是在大事上错了,
can carry with it eternal condemnation.
可能会带来永恒的审判。
You and I have one life.
我们只有一条生命。
And there's no replay button.
没有一个重复的一个按钮。
We only get one chance at this.
我们人生只有一次机会。
If we recognize that God is true,
如果我们认识到神是真神,
and that we oftentimes are not,
而我们往往却往往不真实。
Then you would think that we would devote ourselves to the study of God's Word.
那我们就应该全力以赴地研读神的真理。
To not only understanding it, but practicing it.
不仅仅明白，而且更要遵行真理。
You know, I remember a few years ago, I walked by some students that were having something of an argument in the hallway.
几年前我经过一群学生，他们在走廊上在辩论。
I think it may have been over the doctrine of superlapsarianism or something.
我想是一个非常高深的神学道理啊，在辩论。Now,
if it's in the Bible, it's important.
在圣经里头是很重要的圣经。
But as I walked by, they said, you know, Brother Paul, what do you think about this?
当我经过的时候，这群学生就问我的意见，你怎么看待？
And I said, I have no time.
我说我没时间。
I'm too busy trying to learn how to love my wife.
我太忙着要学习怎么爱我的妻子。
You see, it's not just what you know.
你知道，不仅是你所知道的。
It's what you obey.
那是你所顺从的。
And there's another way to put that.
另外一个说法就是,
how much truth has become a reality in your life?
你生命当中多少真理成了真实的生命?
That it really impacts
真正的影响你的生命。
Your thought life, your practices.
影响你的思想，你的行动呢？
I want you to look at just for a moment at 3 John chapter 1. There's only one chapter.
约翰三书啊，它只有一章啊。第约翰三书这本书。
Well, let's start off in 2 John.
我们从二书开始吧。And
look at verse 4.
看第四节。
He said, I was very glad to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father.
我见你的儿女有照我们父所受之命令行真理的，就甚欢喜。
Now most commentaries agree that he's probably writing to a church.
大多数的解经家啊，都同意，约翰也许在向一个教会写信。
But look what he says.
注意他说什么。
Some of your children are walking in the truth.
我见你的儿女啊，这原文是有一些你的儿女。
That should always be something of a warning to us.
这对我们来说应该是一个警戒。
Not all the people who congregate on Sunday are Christian.
不是每一天来做礼拜的基督徒都是真基督徒。
And even among those who are Christian,
就算在基督徒当中，
Not all of them have a mature view of obedience.
不是每一个人对顺从都有一个成熟的认识。
But look what else he says here in verse 4.
再看看第四节他说什么。
He says, I was very glad.
我就甚欢喜，甚的非常欢喜。
That there were children walking in the truth.
就是有神的儿女按真理而行。
Now, you know that I believe doctrine is important.
你知道我相信教义是很重要的。
But notice that he doesn't say, I was very glad to find out that some of you discovered some more doctrine.
你注意啊，他没有说我甚欢喜，因为你们当中有人呢，发现了一些新的教义，没有。
Or that you learned some truth intellectually.
或者你学习了，理性上明白了一些真理，不。
But he said, you're walking in the truth.
那是你受神之命令遵行真理的。
You're actually living this stuff.
你活出了真理来。
You're actually doing what he says.
你照着他所说的命令去行了。
Then go over to verse 4 of the third letter of John.
再看第约翰三书的第四节。
And here we see something of the same thing.
我们又看到同样的教导。
We'll look at verse 3.
你先看第三节。
Again, for I was very glad.
又说了，我就甚喜乐。
When brethren came and testified to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大的了。
I'm glad he didn't stop when he said, testified to your truth.
我很高兴他没有说他们按
Okay, let me say that differently.
这样说好了。
Notice here that he said, the brethren came and testified to your truth.
注意这里说verse 4啊。
Verse 3.
第三节他说有弟兄来证明你心里所存的真理。
Now if he just stopped there,
如果他到此为止停了。
You would think he was just talking about you got some truth in your head.
你会认为你头脑里头有一些，心里头存一些真理。
You've got right doctrine.
你有正确的教义。
But he goes on and explains himself.
但他继续的解释说。
That you're walking in the truth.
正如你按真理而行。第三节。
You know, I have been teaching my children the scriptures since they were able to hear.
你知道我的孩子啊能够听。我就开始教他们圣经了。
And sometimes I have to be careful with my boys.
有时候我对我的孩子要非常谨慎。
Because they'll hear a sermon and they'll go, Dad, that guy wasn't preaching right.
因为他们听别人讲道，他们会跟爸爸告状。
One of them will say,
讲的不对。
You know, he's got problems with his doctrine of propitiation.
有一个说，他讲那个赎罪祭的教义讲错了。
But I always have to remind them of something.
我必须要提醒他们。
It's not about what you know in your head.
不是你头脑知道多少就够了。
It's about reality.
乃是关乎实际。
My one son, he's very, very kind of, he's theologically very strict.
我其中一个儿子啊，他的神学思想是非常严谨的。
And so sometimes when we're out in the woodshop,
所以有时候我们在那个木匠店里头
I will turn on the Christian radio station.
我会听那个基督教广播。
Now why do I do that?
为什么呢?
Because it's very superficial.
因为那个是非常肤浅。
Really, it is.
真的很肤浅。
They play a lot of superficial music.
他们会放一些很肤浅的音乐。
And they say a lot of really superficial things.
说一些很肤浅的话。无聊的话。
And the reason why I do that,
我之所以那么做呢,
is because I know what my son's going to do.
我知道我儿子会怎么回应。
He's going to go, Dad, you hear that statement?
爸，你听了他怎么说的吗？
That wasn't correct.
那不对。
And that gives me the wonderful opportunity.
那就给我很好的机会了。
To say,
我说，哎，
son, what he said, he
儿子，
did, it wasn't really that correct.
没错，他教导的不是很正确啊，没有错。
But there's a real good possibility that he loves God more than you do.
但有个很大的可能性，他爱主超过你爱主。
And he may be walking in a holiness far superior to yours.
也许他跟他的圣洁，他与神，他的圣洁比你更圣洁。
See, we don't want to raise a bunch of Pharisees.
你知道，我不敢养一大堆小法利赛人呢。
Or reformed headhunters.
或者改革中的杀头族啊。
We want them to walk in the truth.
我愿意我的孩子们行在真理中。
And part of that is also loving people who say superficial things.
其中一部分呢，也是爱那些说一些肤浅话的人，还要爱他们。
And realizing they may love God more than we do.
我们要知道，也许他们爱主超过我们爱主。
You see? Now he goes on in verse 4 again. He says, I have no greater joy than this.
好，第四节他继续说，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大。
To hear of my children walking in the truth.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这个更大。
Sometimes I'll warn my children.
有时候我警告我的孩子。
You've heard so much teaching.
你听了那么多的教导。
You might be able to teach some pastors.
你甚至能够教导牧师了。
But are you Christian?
但是你自己是不是基督徒啊？
And are you really living this?
你是否实际地活出你所明白的真理呢？
It's all about reality.
这一切都是关乎真理事实。
Is this a reality in my life?
这是否在你生命中是实实在在的呢？
You know, and there's a great danger in listening to preaching.
你知道听讲道有一个很大的危险。
Because you think if you agree, then everything's okay.
因为你认为你同意他所讲的，你就没问题了。
But sometimes we don't take seriously what's being said.
但有时候我们没有认真地对待我们所听见的道理。
Worship can also be very dangerous.
敬拜也很可能很危险哦。
Because we say things that aren't true.
因为我们说一些话不是真的。
I was teaching the church this morning this very truth.
我今天早上教导这个真理啊。
I said, there's some amazing songs out there.
你知道有很多很好听的诗歌。
And we sing them without even thinking.
我们唱的时候，我们想都不想就唱出来。
All to Jesus, I surrender.
All to Jesus, 一切都归给主。
Think about that.
你想想，唱得很好听啊。
You're singing that song?
你在唱那首歌
All to Jesus, I surrender.
一切都归给耶稣
Till someone walks up to you.
直到有人来到你面前
He says, really?
真的吗
You've done that?
你真的一切都献给主了吗
Though none go with me, still I'll follow.
虽然无人跟随我仍然要跟随
Are you sure?
真的吗
I love you with all my heart.
我全心全意地爱你哦主
Really?
真的吗?
You know what one old preacher said?
你知道一个老传道人怎么说?
He said, Christians don't tell lies.
基督徒不说谎。
They sing them.
他们只唱谎。唱谎言。
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer.
就是甜美的祷告良辰。
When was the last time you spent an hour in prayer?
你花一个钟头在祷告中的最后一个早晨是什么时候
We need to take speaking seriously.
你知道我们要把我们的话当真的。
We speak something to God. We need to make sure we're telling the truth.
当我们向神说话的时候我们要肯定我们讲的是真话。
But we need to take hearing seriously.
我们也要把听到当真。
And we need to take reading seriously.
我们要把读经当回事儿。
We can read something and say, yes, I agree.
我们可以读一些东西说，哎呀，我真赞成，真好。
While at the same time, we're practicing the opposite.
我们所做的与我们所读的背道而驰。
Don't so much be striving to learn a whole bunch of stuff.
不要竭力就学一些东西而已啊。
Be striving to obey the little that you know.
我们要竭力的遵行我们所知道的那一点点就够了。
Now, I want to look at a passage that's not very familiar in this context. It's Romans chapter 2.
那我们来看看罗马书第二章啊，一段在这个背景中不很熟悉的经文。罗马书第二章。
Verse
8. 第八节。
Now, he's talking here about the disobedient Gentiles.
他在讲论那些不顺服的外邦人。
Romans chapter 2 verse 8.
第二章第八节。
And this is what he said.
他怎么说呢？
He describes them as those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. For them, wrath and indignation comes.
形容他们唯有结党，不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒、恼恨报应他们。
Now I want you to see two things that are directly related.
我要让你看见两件息息相关的事。
They do not obey the truth.
他们不顺从真理。
When someone does not obey the truth,
当一个人不顺从真理的时候，
they will obey unrighteousness.
他们就会顺从不义。
You see, that's the way man is.
人就是这样。
For example,
譬如啊，
in the absence of biblical knowledge of God,
当我们没有合乎圣经的知识的时候，
we will create in our minds a false god.
我们就会在我们脑袋里头创造一个假神。
That's why I say a lot of times that Sunday morning is the greatest hour of idolatry in the entire week.
我往往说，礼拜天是整个礼拜敬拜假神的时刻，敬拜偶像的时刻。
Most people could not give you a biblical description of God.
因为大多数人不能够给你一个合乎圣经的对神的描述。
Rarely are the attributes of God taught.
几乎讲台上从来都不讲神的属性。
And in the absence of teaching on the attributes of God,
当我们听不到有关神的属性的教导的时候，
the mind fills up with error about God.
那脑袋里头，我们的脑袋就会充满对神的错误的认识。
So many people are just worshiping a God they've made in their own image.
所以很多人都在敬拜他们按着自己形象所创造的一位神。
Because in the absence of biblical knowledge,
因为当我们缺乏合乎圣经的知识的时候，
error will enter.
错误就会渗透进来。
It's the same way with obedience.
顺服也是如此。
If you do not obey the truth,
当你不顺服真理的时候，
you will be obedient to unrighteousness.
你就一定会顺从不义。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
I'm writing a new believer's manual.
我现在在写一本初信者的手册。
And it's going to have 365 lessons.
里头有365课。
And right now I'm on the one another passages in the New Testament.
现在我在写那个新约里头彼此的一些经文。
Those are the passages where it says, you know, love one another.
譬如圣经里头讲到要彼此相爱。
Or prefer one another.
彼此尊重等等。
You read through those.
当你读这些经文的时候，
and take them seriously.
然后认真对待这些经文。
It would totally transform a church.
这会彻底的改变一个教会。
If we just took the one another passages seriously, it would transform the congregation.
我们只要好好的对待这些彼此的经文，整个会众的气氛都会改变。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍。
Prefer one another.
彼此尊重。
Love one another.
彼此
Pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
You see?
你看到没有？彼此。
But since we don't hear that kind of teaching,
我们几乎听不到这样的教导。
The way we treat one another is pretty much not much different than the world, just a little nicer.
所以我们彼此的对待就比世界稍微好一点点，差不多，跟世界差不多。
We need to know the truth.
我们需要明白真理。
That's the beginning step in obeying the truth.
这是顺服真理的第一步，认识真理。
We need to obey the truth.
当然我们需要顺服真理。
That's the finishing step of knowing the truth.
这是认识真理的最后一步。
One time I was in something of a debate with a man from Spain.
有一次我跟一个从西班牙来的人在争论。
And his favorite philosopher was the Spanish philosopher Unamuno.
他最喜欢的一个哲学家是一个西班牙的哲学家，叫什么 Unamuno 的。
Now, Unamuno wrote a book called Life is a Dream.
他这个哲学家写了一本书生命像一场梦。
La vida es un sueño.
就这个意思，生命是一场梦。
And in this, what he basically argues is,
在这本书里头呢，基本上他的论点是，
the most noble thing you can be is a seeker of the truth.
你能够成为一个 真理的追求者是人生最尊贵的一个志向。
But then he argues,
然后他又辩论
that the most arrogant thing you can do,
你能做的最狂妄的一件事呢，就是
is say that you found it,
就是说你已经找到真理了。
Now, look what's going on here.
你看
it explains the political situation in Canada and the United States and socially and culturally.
这个也解释了在美国加拿大的社会上文化上的政治上的各种现象。
You see, there's nobility in saying that you're a seeker of the truth.
你知道当你说我在寻求真理的时候这没有什么尊贵没有什么高贵的了不起的地方。
But there's a problem.
但有个问题。
Because once you find the truth,
一旦你找到了真理
you have to submit to it.
你必须要顺从真理。
And that's what man doesn't want to do.
这是人不喜欢做的事。
So he'll claim he's a seeker of the truth.
所以他会宣称我是一个真理的寻求者。
But he doesn't want to find it.
但是他不愿意找到真理。
Because then he has to submit his life to it.
因为一旦找到真理他必须整个生命要委身于真理顺服于真理。
And that's like in the political realm.
就像在政治界一样。You know,
I don't know exactly how it is in Canada.
我不知道加拿大怎么样。
But rarely will you find a politician in the United States who says, I don't believe God exists.
在美国你几乎找不到任何一个政治家会说我不相信神的存在。
Most of them will say God exists.
大多数人都会说我相信上帝存在。
But what they won't say is this.
但他们不愿意说的是
And he has spoken clearly.
神已经清楚地向我们说话。
Because see, if he's spoken clearly,
因为如果神向我们清楚地说话了的话
then man can no longer claim autonomy.
那人就不能够说我是独立自主的。
Man has to submit.
人就必须顺服神。
It's a wonderful thing to have a king who provides for you and protects you.
有一位这样的君王，他眷顾你，保护你，供应你，是何等的美好。
As long as he stays far away and doesn't make any laws.
只要他不为我们制定任何的律法，而且远在高天之上，跟我没关系。
But see, we're Christians.
你知道我们是基督徒。
We should want to know the truth.
我们应该愿意认识真理。
And we should be glad to obey the truth.
不但如此，我们更乐意遵行真理。
And we should be very afraid to be moving in realms of existence without the truth.
我们没有真理的时候，我们应该非常的惧怕。
I use this illustration with children.
我常常用这个比喻给讲给孩子听啊。
Let's say that I'm standing here.
譬如我站在这儿。
But I have to get to the back of the building.
我必须要到这个房子的最后面。
Because there's a big fire right here and it's spreading that way.
因为火就要烧过来了，就在我后面。
And if I don't get out of here, I'm going to die.
如果我不从这儿赶快出去，我就会被烧死。
But there's a problem.
但有个难题。
The floor between here and the door.
在从这儿到那儿中间的这个地板上。
Has landmines everywhere.
到处都是地雷啊。
And I don't know where they are.
我不知道地雷在哪儿。
So I'm paralyzed.
所以我吓得半死，我不敢动。
I know I can't stay here because I'm going to die.
我知道我不敢留在原地，因为会烧死。
I know I can't cross either.
但我知道我也跑不过去。
So there's nothing for me to do.
所以我进退两难啊。
Unless,
除非
somebody,
有人
who is trustworthy,
一个可靠的人
and knowledgeable,
他而且有这样的知识
gives me a map,
他给我一张地图
of where those landmines are,
告诉我地上的地雷在什么地方。
Now I've got a chance.
那我就有一个机会逃掉。
Three steps forward.
三步向前。
Two steps to the left.
两步向左。
And I begin to maneuver my way.
我就开始怎么
through the bombs.
从地雷当中就钻过去了。
This to me is the law of God, the commandments of God.
这个对我来说就是神的律例典章诫命了。
I'm not a legalist.
我不是一个律法主义者。
I don't believe my standing before God is based upon my performance.
我不相信是靠着我的行为我能够势立在神面前。
I do believe I'm saved by works.
我相信我是靠行为得救。
But they're the works of Christ.
但这不是我的行为，那是基督的行为。
And not mine.
不是我的。
His perfect life.
是他的完全的
生命。His death on Calvary.
他死在加略山的十字架。
But as a Christian who has been saved by faith.
身为基督徒，我是靠信心得救，已经得救了。
And even though my heart has been renewed,
尽管我的心已经更新了,
I'm not all wise.
但我不是无所不知,
I can be deceived.
我可能还会上当受骗自欺。
So the law of God,
所以神的律法,
the commands of God,
神的律例典章,
the precepts of God,
神的典章等等,
they tell me how to live.
教导我如何生活,
they keep me safe.
那这些典章保持我安, 保守我安全。
Several years ago, there was the tragic accident and death of Princess Diana.
英国的皇后戴安娜，她的悲剧的死亡，记得吗？
And a friend of mine,
我的一个朋友
preached a sermon about her death.
讲了一篇道关乎她的死。
Now, she did not die because she was a greater sinner than the rest of us.
他不是因着比我们的罪更大而死。
But there is something very interesting my friend pointed out.
那我的朋友指出了一件非常有趣的事。
He just took the law of God, the commands of God.
他把神的律例典章诫命。
And he went through the last several years of her life.
他照着神的诫命，他人生的最后几年。
And he simply wrote down every time she disobeyed a specific command that God gave.
他每一次不遵守神的一条诫命，他就写下来，记下来。
And he said, if she had followed the law of God,
那我的朋友说，如果达安娜她遵行了神的律法的话
，it would have protected her from dying in that tunnel.
她那一次就不会死掉了，就会保守她。
She wouldn't have been in that car.
他就不会去到那个车里头去。
They wouldn't have been speeding.
就不会开快车。
They wouldn't have been drinking.
也不会喝酒。
She wouldn't have been away from her husband.
他也不会远离他的丈夫。
Just go on and on and on.
他继续的讲下去。
And again, she's no greater sinner than me.
当然答案呢比我们不见得坏到哪去。
But my whole point is this.
我要讲的重点乃是。
The law of God guides us.
神的律法保守我。
And when I say law of God, I'm referring to all the commands.
当我说神的律法的时候，指的是所有的诫命、律例、典章，所有圣经里的教导。
And all the declarations of wisdom.
所有的这些智慧的言语。
I hear young people today and young preachers.
我听到今天年轻人，年轻的传道人啊。
Saying just look at Jesus and live the way you want.
他们说你可以仰望基督，然后可以为所欲为。
But that's not what Jesus said.
这不是圣经的教导。
Or I hear preachers or young people who say, you know, every time I speak about commandments, they're going, you're trying to put us in bondage.
我听到一些年轻人或者年轻传道人说，每次我讲到神律例典章，就说，哎，你在我身上加一个重额，给我重担。
And I always ask, which one of these laws puts you in bondage?
我就问他们，哎，律法中的哪一条诫命使你在重担之下？
You know, I used an example here several months ago.
几个月之前，我给大家一个例子啊。
I believe Grace was playing the piano over here. And she was playing it very pretty.
弹钢琴弹得很好啊，那个时候。
And then I walked over there.
我就走过去看看她。
And I said, I'm going to play the piano.
我说让我弹一弹琴吧。
Well, that was terrifying.
那吓死人那个音乐。
For everybody, because I don't know how to play the piano.
因为我不知道怎么弹琴，人人都受不了那个噪音。
You know, when I sit down on that piano,
你说当我坐在那个
I have no freedom.
钢琴上，我就没有自由了。
I have no freedom.
我没自由。
I can't move around on it and play nice things. I have no freedom.
我不能够在上面如鱼得水啊。
Why do I not have any freedom?
为什么没有自由呢？
Because I don't know any of the rules.
因为我不知道那些规矩。
And I don't know, I've not trained to obey them.
我也没有人教导我去顺服那些规矩，弹琴的。
But Grace can play all over that thing.
但是那个女孩 Grace 可以，哎呀，畅行无阻。
Why?
为什么?
She knows the rules.
因为她知道弹琴的规矩。
She's followed them all her life.
她一辈子都按规矩而行。
And they give her great freedom to do beautiful things.
所以她就有自由得释放，可以做美妙的事。
I use another illustration.
我又给另外一个例子。
I was raised on a cattle ranch.
我是在一个牲畜的农场上长大。
So all I really know how to do is speak the language of cow.
所以我只能够对牛弹琴啊。
I'm not like from the inner city.
我不是从大城市长大的。
I don't know anything about the hood. What the inner city?
我不知道那个城市里头。
I'm not a trained military guy.
我也不是一个军事人士啊。
I don't know anything about the deep, deep jungle.
我也不懂得那个老森林、深山老林那套。
Or being in the middle of a war.
或者在征战当中，我也不会。
But I have been in some of the most dangerous inner cities in the world and survived.
但是我曾经经过一些最可怕的城市而且我活下来了。
And I have been in a war with bullets and bombs, and I'm still standing here.
我经历了一些很可怕的征战的子弹乱飞，但是我今天。
And I've been in some of the deepest jungles in the world.
我曾经去过世界的一些最野外的一些森林，我仍然活着。
Now, how did I survive?
我怎么能够存活下来呢？
I'm Indiana Jones. I mean, how did I survive?
我到那些地方，我怎么活得下来呢？
Well, I'll be the first to say, if I'd have been there by myself, I'd have died in every one of those situations.
你知道，如果我单独到那些地方去，我会第一个死掉。
Well, then how did I survive?
那我怎么能够活下来呢？经过那些。
I found an expert.
因为我找到一个专家。
And I did everything he told me to do.
我照着他吩咐我的每一件事去做。
I walk through, there's some neighborhoods in Lima, Peru, you don't walk through.
在秘鲁的 Lima 那个大都市里头，有一些社区你不敢走的。
I've walked through them.
但是我安全的经过。
Because I did it with one of the baddest guys in the neighborhood.
因为我跟那个黑社会大头头一起经过的。
Who had become a Christian.
他已经成了基督徒了。
And as long as I was with him,
只要我跟他在一块儿，
I was okay.
我就没问题，没人敢碰我。
I've been in the jungle.
我曾经去过丛林。
I wouldn't last a day in the jungle by myself.
丛林我自己一个人的话，我一天我都活不下去。
But I was there with the hunters of the Aguaruna tribe.
但是我跟一个野蛮的一个酋长在一块。
If they sat down, I sat down.
如果他坐下，我跟他坐一块。
If they stood up, I stood up.
他站起来，我站起来。
If they ran, I ran.
他跑，我跑。
So look what happens here.
看到没有？
Because I submitted to authority,
因为我顺服权柄，
I was able to do things I could have never done.
我就可以做我本来不能做的事。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
I'm still dumb as a rock.
我现在还是跟从前一样的愚昧。
I still don't know what to do in all those situations.
在那些情况下，我仍然不知道该怎么办。
But as long as I'm with the expert,
只要我跟那些专家在一块儿，
and I submit to everything he tells me,
只要我顺服他告诉我做的每一件事，
I'm okay.
我就没问题了。
It's the same way with the law of God.
神的律法也是如此哦。
It doesn't put us in bondage.
神的律法不是叫我们受捆绑的。
Gives us freedom.
那是给我们自由释放的。
Freedom to know how to walk.
我们有自由知道如何行事为人。
Freedom to avoid danger.
有自由能够预防危险。
Freedom to, well, to be free.
有自由可以得自由。
To walk with God.
可以与神同行。
I want us to look at another point real quick. We're going jumping around because we don't have much time.
我们会跳来跳去，因为我们时间有限。
I want you to look at Psalms 51.
再看诗篇51篇了。
Look at verse 6.
看第六节。
Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom.
你所喜爱的是内里的诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
God does not just desire external obedience.
神所喜爱的不仅是外面的规规矩矩顺服，
but an inward internal obedience.
而是里面的内里的诚实。
A delight to obey.
一个喜欢顺服神的心态。
A quickness to obey.
一个快顺服的心。
And obedience with faith.
而且凭着信心顺从。
Now, what do I mean by that?
什么意思呢？
In one sense, obedience flows out of faith.
从一个角度啊，顺服是从信心而来的。
But in another sense, obedience ought to be done in the realm of faith.
从那个角度啊，顺服是在信心的范畴之内。
And that is obeying God with expectation.
换言之，我们顺服的时候，我们是带着期盼的。
With expectation that this is right.
我们期盼的，这是对的事，对。
That this will lead to blessing.
这个会导致祝福的，我们期盼祝福。
That God will fulfill His word with us.
神一定会照着他所应许的成全。
Obedience is a positive thing.
所以顺服是一个正面的、积极的事儿。
And we ought to do it with full faith.
我们应该凭着信心来顺服。
That God is watching.
神在看我们。
God is pleased.
神喜悦我们。
God will bless.
神会祝福我们。
Obedience of the heart.
心里从内心顺服。
Obedience of the heart.
从内心的顺服。
The word quick always comes to mind.
这个快快的顺服总是这个
快。To be quick to obey.
急速速速顺服。
To be quick to listen.
快快的听。
Quick to respond to him.
快快的回应他。
Quick to trust in him.
快快的信靠。
Quick to praise him.
快快的称颂他。
That rapid response to the goodness of God.
那因着神的良善快快的回应。
You know, the older I get,
你知道我年纪越大
the simpler my life seems to become.
我的生活就越简单。
I had so many, I don't know, grandiose ideas.
你知道我有很多那个美好的想法。
I want to obey God in the simplest things.
我要在最简单的事上顺从神。
There's where maturity is found.
我的老练就在此。
Anyone can preach.
任何人都会讲道。
Anyone can teach.
任何人可以教导。
Anyone can have something of a personality that draws other people to them.
任何人都有一种特别的风格可以吸引别人来。
Anyone can be gifted.
每个人都可以有恩赐。
But to truly walk in simple obedience.
但是要真正的活在简简单单的顺服中。
Now there's the goal.
这是我们的目标啊。
There's the goal.
这是我们生活的目的。
And that's what I hope for you.
这也是我对你的期盼。
That your life will be a life of worship.
你的生命会成为那敬拜的一生。
A life of service,
一个服侍的一生
a life of simply obeying what God has said,
简简单单顺服神的话语的生命
and doing it with a quickness,
而且快快的顺从的
with a joy,
喜乐
And where does it all begin?
这一切从哪开始
Again, it begins in the Word of God,
是从神的话语开始
I want you to take back with you two words.
我要你回家带回家两个字
Saturate.
你要浸泡
And cultivate.
还有培养两个字
Saturate your mind in the word of God.
让你的头脑浸泡在神的话语当中
And through the word of God, cultivate the mind of Christ.
借着神的话语你要培育基督的心肠
So that you begin to think like he thinks.
好叫你的想法就像神的想法。
And walk,
see a walk. 你所做的事你所行的也跟神一样与神同行与神同。
I want us to end with, a passage in John.
好我们看约翰福音。
That brings us together.
最后一节经文啊。
In a wonderful way, it's John chapter 4.
这个总结第四章啊。奇妙的总结了我们要讲的。约翰四章
Verse 22
二十二节
You worship what you do not know
你们所拜的你们不知道
Wow,
wow.
I think that describes even a lot of sincere Christians to some degree
我想这里从某个角度也在形容一些真诚的基督徒
Because of a lack of teaching on the attributes of God.
因为对神的属性的教导的缺乏。
Sometimes when someone graduates with their PhD or their master's or something like that,
有些人当然拿到硕士或是博士学位毕业了。
I'll ask them this question.
我就问他们这个问题。
Before you went to Bible college,
你上神学院之前,
how many years did you dedicate to studying God?
你花了多少年的时间来研究上帝呢?
The attributes of God.
研究神的属性。
They say, well, I didn't really.
我其实我根本没花什么时间。
Well, when you got your bachelor's degree,
但是当你拿到了你的学位大学学位。
How many semesters did you spend studying the attributes of God?
你花了几个学期来学习神的属性呢？
And they say, well, I had one semester in systematic theology.
我在系统神学里头我花了一学期的时间。
And there we studied the attributes of God for something like 3 weeks, I think.
学了三个礼拜吧，学到神的属性。
When you got your master's,
当你拿到你的硕士学位。
How many years did you dedicate to studying the attributes of God?
你花了多少年来研究神的属性呢？
I say, well, I had two semesters of systematic.
我又学了两个学期的系统神学。
Okay, in your PhD program,
那在你的神学博士学位,
how many of those years were dedicated to studying who God is?
你花了多少时间来研究神是谁呢?
And they say, well, I didn't get my PhD in that.
我的博士研究论文讲的不是神的属性。那我说，哎,
Are you seeing what I'm saying?
你听懂没有我讲什么?
Almost nobody studies God.
几乎没有人在研究神是谁。
How many churches in Canada and the United States are actually teaching through the attributes of God?
在美国跟加拿大有多少教会在教导神的属性?
How many church members have actually studied who God is?
多少教会会员在学习神是谁啊?
And so we worship what we do not know.
所以我们在敬拜我们所不知道的。
And that's dangerous.
这是很危险的事儿。
That's why sometimes when pastors ask me to come and teach on the attributes of God,
所以当有些牧师来邀请我教导神的属性的时候
I'll say this.
我会说
That's kind of radical, don't you think?
哎，你不觉得这非常革命性吗？
You sure you want to do that?
你真的要这么做吗？
And they always say, we're a church.
是啊，我们是教会啊。
What? It's God.
是教会是关乎神。
Why wouldn't I want you to teach on God?
我要你教导有关神的事儿，怎么不对？
So, well, you know,
你知道吗？
I don't want to divide your church.
我不愿意叫你教会分裂。
They go, what are you talking about?
你讲什么啊?
I say, listen to me.
我说请听啊。
If I teach just the classical historical doctrines of God,
如果我教导那个古典的历史上传统教导的正统的神的属性的话
and I start teaching on the justice of God,
我开始教导神的公义
the wrath of God,
神的愤怒
sovereignty of God,
神的主权
holiness of God,
神的圣洁
I said, you're going to have some people in your church that are going to get furious.
你们教会有些人啊会很不高兴会生气的
And some of them are going to say things like this.
其中有些人会说
I could never love a God like that.
我不能爱这样一位神。
That's not my God.
这是你讲的不是我的神。
Yeah, there's a lot of people in evangelical churches that are worshiping a God that's not the one of the Bible.
你知道，很多在福音派教会圈子里所敬拜的神，不是圣经里的这位神。
We need to teach people about God.
我们需要教导人有关神的事。
And God reveals himself also through his commands.
神也借着他的诫命向我们显明自己。
Now look, he says, you worship, verse 22, you worship what you do not know. We worship what we know for salvation is from the Jews.
22节，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But then he says, but an hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers.
23节，时候要到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
John often uses terms in his gospel that can be interpreted two different ways.
约翰啊，往往用一些词可以有两个解释。
And it seems like he may be doing this on purpose.
似乎他是故意那么做的。
Because when it says that those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
因为这说到拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他的时候,
it can mean two different things.
这里可以, 可以指两件事,
when he says in spirit,
这里说, 用心灵,
it may be a reference to the Holy Spirit.
也许指的是圣灵,
that we must worship God empowered by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须借着圣灵的能力来敬拜他。
But the word may also mean spirit, like the spirit of a man.
这个心灵也可以指的是人的灵, 不是圣灵,
是人的。 And in that case, it would mean with sincerity.
如果是人的灵的话呢, 那就指的是人的诚实的心灵。
In a way that is genuine,
就是真正, 真心实意的,
an absence of falsehood or hypocrisy,
没有任何虚假, 没有任何假冒的, 用心灵诚实拜他。
And both things are true.
这两者都对。
We should worship him empowered or energized by the Holy Spirit.
我们要用圣灵的大能来敬拜他。
And we should worship him sincerely.
我们也应该真诚地用心灵诚实敬拜他。
With a genuine heart.
用一个真诚的心。
With a pure heart.
用一个纯洁的心。
When it says in Matthew, blessed are the pure in heart.
当马太福音说, 清心的人有福了。
The idea there is a heart that is unalloyed.
那个意思就是没有掺杂的心, 没有混杂的心。
It doesn't have any competing loyalties.
里头没有任何三心二意的成分, 是专心的爱的。
But then he says, we should also worship God in truth.
这里说用心灵和诚实敬拜他。
Now, this could refer to two things.
这个诚实也可以有两个解释。
In the absolute truth of God's will.
一个是神的旨意的完全的真理,真实。
But can also refer to integrity.
同时也可以指的是诚心实意,一个正直的心。
That there's no falsehood.
里头没有任何虚假。
But let's look at this for just a moment.
我们再看一遍啊。
You know, I've been asked to speak to music directors at times.
有时候我会应邀啊, 向一些音乐的指挥家讲话。
And I'll always tell them this.
我总是告诉他们,
you know, in the Old Testament, God killed two music directors.
在旧约圣经里头, 神杀了两个音乐指挥家。
They offered strange fire.
因为他们献上燔火。
They worshipped God in a way God never asked to be worshipped.
因为他们照着自己的意思, 不是照着神的意思来敬拜。
They got clever.
他们自以为聪明。
Pragmatic.
他们讲实用主义。
God took them.
神就当场要他们的命。
You know, worship is not to be designed by men.
你知道敬拜不是人自己设计的。
How do we worship in the church?
我们在教会里怎么敬拜?
We go to God's word.
我们要回到神的话语,
and we find out what he wants.
我们要明白他要什么样的敬拜。
It doesn't matter what you want.
不是你要怎么样,
what I want.
或者我要怎么样,
what the congregation wants.
或者会众喜欢怎么样。
Because honestly, I'm not afraid of the congregation.
因为真的, 我不害怕会众。
I'm afraid of God.
我怕的是神。
What kind of worship does he want?
他要什么样的敬拜呢?
Sometimes I'll ask music directors.
有时候我问那些指挥音乐的带敬拜的人啊,
share with me some of the things you discovered.
请跟我分享,
when you went from Genesis to Revelation to discover everything God wants you to do in worship.
你从创世纪到启示录, 你所有你发现的神要我们怎么敬拜他的, 规条, 你跟我分享一下,
and for the most part, they'll say, I haven't done that.
大多数情况, 他们会回答, 我还没有研究过。
And I'll say, are you crazy?
我说你发疯了。
You would actually get up and lead worship without going through the scriptures to find out what God wants?
你没有好好的查考圣经, 就胆敢站在讲台上, 带领别人敬拜。
Do you see that?
你看到没有?
This is his house.
这是他的家,
these are his rules.
这些是他的家规,
and anyone makes any kind of different rule,
任何人敢发明任何其他的规矩,
it's the height of arrogance.
这是狂妄到极点。
I'm a pretty nice guy.
我是个很好相处的人, 平易近人。
Just ask me, I'll tell you.
问我, 我会告诉你, 我是何等的和蔼可亲。
But you come into my house,
但如果你到我家,
and you start telling my wife what to do,
如果你敢吩咐我的妻子,
and you start bossing my children around,
你向我孩子指手画脚做这个,
and I walk in,
我进来的话,
I will despise you,
我就会藐视你。
I will say, who do you think you are?
我会告诉你, 你算老几?
This is my house.
这是我的家。
I wonder if on the day of judgment,
我不知道在审判的日子,
one of the things we'll hear God do,
神会做其中的一件事,
He will look at a bunch of church leaders,
他会看一些教会的领袖,
and He'll say this,
他会说,
who do you think you are?
你们认为你是谁呀?
You're a steward.
你不过是个管家而已。
You were never asked to give your opinion.
我从来没有要你的意见。
You were never given the right to change anything.
我没有给你任何权柄改变任何事情。
A steward follows orders of his lord.
管家要听主人的吩咐。
You see?
看到吗？
But we're going to do church a new way.
我们要用新的方法来搞。
Did you get approval for that?
神同意你没有？
Well, you know, the culture's changed.
你知道文化在改变呢。
We need to change church up a bit.
我们也要改变教会的敬拜方式。
Has God changed?
神改变了吗？
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你个例子。
And this is where we'll close.
然后我们就结束。
A great king loves his wife.
一个伟大的国王爱他的妻子。
She's everything to him.
对这个国王而言，皇后是一切。
And he always dresses her in a very simple but elegant white dress.
他总是给这个皇后穿的简简单单，但是是雪白的皇袍。
Beautiful but nothing sensual about it.
很漂亮，但是没有什么性感的地方。
He goes on a long journey.
这个国王呢，就到远方去了。
So he calls the steward.
他就叫管家来。
He says, I'm going on a long journey.
他说，我要到远方去。
You take care of my wife.
你照顾我的妻子。
Here's all the rules.
这些是我的规矩。
The king leaves.
国王就离开了。
After a while, the king's not coming back.
过了一阵子，国王还没有回来。
And his subjects are beginning to get a little disloyal.
所以这些老百姓就开始有点反叛背逆。
They don't come see the queen anymore.
他们就不再来找皇后。
Well, because she's a little old-fashioned.
因为这皇后有一点太
you know, they want something a little more modern.
他们想要有一个更现代的皇后。
A little more like they are.
更像他们一样的皇后。
And so the steward gets a bright idea.
所以这个管家就有一个好主意了。
And he takes the bride.
他就把新娘带来。
And he dresses her in a way and paints her face in a way.
就给她化妆，给她穿戴。
That she will be attractive to carnal men.
叫皇后对那些属肉体的男人很有吸引力。
And then that steward parades her before the people.
然后那个管家就把这个皇后在老百姓面前。
In order to attract the carnal back to the king.
彰显一下，为了把那些属肉体的人吸引到国王面前。
And what will the king do when he returns?
当国王回来的时候，他会怎么办呢？
He will kill that steward.
他会杀了那个管家。
I'm telling you, that's exactly what's happening in Canada and the United States.
你知道，这就是在加拿大跟美国所发生的事。
Men who are only stewards.
这些人不过是管家。
Have decided they've got to dress the church up.
他们决定要把教会重新包
装。Make her attractive to carnal men.
使教会对这属肉体的人更加有吸引力。
Have all kinds of, the worship has to be attractive to carnal men.
这教会的敬拜要吸引属肉体的人。
The sermon.
教会的讲道
Everything about it now.
一切都要吸引。
It's got to be cool.
必须要酷，性感。
What will God do when he returns?
当神回来，他会怎么办他们？
He will kill them.
他会把他们干掉。
People don't fear God anymore.
人们不再惧怕神。
They have no idea what they're playing with.
他们不知道他们在干什么。
If you're a young man here and you're studying for the ministry,
我们当中有些人，你在神学院学习要服侍主。
You're a steward.
你是一个管家。
You were never called to be an inventor.
神没有呼召你做一个发明家。
You can take your cleverness and go straight to hell with it.
你可以带着你的小聪明下地狱去。
It is your job to obey.
你的责任是顺从。
To do what is written.
是按着经上所记的去行。
To follow the commands.
照着神的吩咐去做。
It's like Paul told Timothy.
正如保罗吩咐提摩太。
I'm going to come to you.
我要到你这里来。
But in case I am delayed.
但是如果我迟延了。
I write to you,
我写这些信给你们,
so that you may know how to conduct yourself in the household of God.
好叫你知道在神的家中当怎样行。
How do you know how to conduct yourself in God's house?
你怎么知道在神的家中当怎样行?
Only one way.
只有一条路。
Through what is written.
借着我所写给你的。
And if you take away from it or add to it,
如果你加添了或减少的话,
you're in a lot of trouble.
你就麻烦。
Do you know why people feel like they've got to dress up the church today?
你知道为什么有人认为他要把教会重新包装一下?
Because the pastors are little boys playing army. The pastors are like little boys playing army with toy guns.
因为牧师就像那些玩打仗的那些小孩一样，拿着手玩具枪。
They're not men who spend hours a day in the Word.
他们不是花很长时间在神的话语中的人。
They're not men who pray and fast.
他们不是在禁食祷告的人。
They're clever men.
他们不过是有小聪明的人。
Who do clever things.
他们做一些小聪明的事儿。
Because they don't want to do the things their flesh hates.
因为他们不愿意做他们肉体所恨恶的事。
Just study the Word.
就是好好研究。
Preach the Word.
传讲圣经。
Pray.
祷告。
Fast.Do the work of an evangelist.
做传道的工作。
Knock on doors.
挨家敲门传道。
Go out to the hedges and the highways and call people in.
到大街小巷把人招进来。
That's a true man of God.
这是一个真正属神的人。
He doesn't need glitter.
他不需要有任何的装饰。
Or tattoos.
或者刺青。
Let's pray. Father, please help us.
父啊，求你帮助我们。
To love you.
来爱你。
According to your word.
按着你的话语。
According to your commands.
按着你的吩咐。
For your glory, raise us up and make us clean.
为了你的荣耀，求你兴起我们，使我们成为圣洁。
Use us for your glory.
好叫我们合乎你的使用，为你的荣耀。奉耶稣名祷告，阿门。
Thank you very, very much for your patience.
非常谢谢你们的耐心。
Everything. Thank you. Normally, I don't leave right after a thing like this.
通常我讲完道，我不会立刻离开。
Usually, try to stay hours.
通常我会留好几个钟头，但是。
But I feel like every time I come to China Bridge, I age like 5 years.
我每次参加中国桥聚会，我就老了五年了。
And we'll see you again, Lord willing, in 2 months.
主许可的话，两个月后再见。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。